Welcome inside the vault. This is a collection of previously unreleased lessons from eight-figure entrepreneurial mastermind Arjun Robbins. And in case you didn't see the warning label, this content can be explicit and is only for serious entrepreneurs. Getting more comfortable with sales is not something most business professionals would say comes naturally to them. Yet doing so builds confidence, which grows your business. Listen in as Arjun shares why improved and effective conversion in the sales process is the key to sales confidence. This recording is the first of a two-part series, and it's from a July 2011 live quarterly meeting in Miami, Florida, where Arjun is with members of How to Manage a Small Law Firm. Let's go to the vault.
Working with Arjun is like having a shortcut to future you.
Every time I can have an opportunity to spend time with Arjun, I try to take it and be a sponge.
I thought everyone was crazy. You know, they were running to the front of the stage to see this person. Arjun's wearing his crazy shirt.
You know, he drinks tiger blood in the morning just for fun, and he's like breathing down my throat.
Sometimes it's terrifying to work with him. It's like he's looking into your soul, but it's growth the whole way.
Selling legal services is not about technology. It's not about the internet. It's not about SEO. It's not about all kinds of fancy stuff. People have been selling and buying legal services for as long as lawyers have been starting, marketing, managing, and buying successful law firms, which is more than 1,000 years, long before they had computers and PowerPoint and things like that. All right. It's all about communication, connecting to people, but doing it in a thoughtful, deliberate way. So the ABCs of selling legal services: A, which is stigma; B, which is feelings; and C is skills. So the outcome is to help you become more comfortable selling legal services so that you can become more consistent, so that you can become more effective, so that you can become empowered, so that you can become proactive about picking and choosing the cases and the clients that you want to have in your practice, that you want to have in your life, and so that you have the confidence to enforce your no assholes policy. All right? So to help you become more comfortable selling legal services so that you can become more consistent when you're selling your legal services. Because even if you're selling your legal services consistently badly, better to be doing it consistently badly so we can identify what's wrong and fix it than up and down and all over the place. All right. Once you become more consistent, then we can focus on tweaking it to make you more effective. And once you become more effective, then you become empowered to pick and choose the cases and the clients you want to have and say no with confidence to the people who are not right for your practice and not right for your life. Remember, happy lawyers make more money. And the reason that happy lawyers make more money is because we don't have to deal with assholes, right? There's four ways to boost profitability in a law firm. I'm going to lay them all out for you here so you can see exactly how narrowly we're really drilling down today. So four ways. One is increase the number of cases, clients. Two is reduce the costs. Three is to increase the fees. And four is to improve your conversion rates. This is the only thing we're focusing on here today. All right. Our goal is not to help you get more cases and clients. That's like working harder. I don't want you to work harder to make more money. I want you to work smarter and more efficiently to make more money. We're not talking about decreasing costs here today. Although that's important, that's not what we're here to do. Increasing fees is a natural byproduct of becoming better at selling legal services. when you become better at selling legal services, you can't help but increase your fees. Most of you know already from working with me that your fees are way too low and you're doing your clients a tremendous disservice by charging them too little. This is what we're focusing on today, the fourth way to boost profitability. So, demonstration. Figure $1 million gross. Value of an average case or client or matter, let's say it's $5,000. For some of you, that may be a lot more. For some of you, it may be a lot less. But let's just figure $5,000 for purposes of this example, because what's important isn't the exact number. What's important is that you become very aware of the relationship and the dynamic that I'm about to demonstrate for you, okay? So $1 million gross, value of the average case, let's call it $5,000. Assume a conversion ratio. That means you have to meet with how many prospective clients to find one client or matter that you want to accept, all right? For most lawyers that I talk to, the real number is at 2 out of 10. They have to meet about 10 people to get 2 good clients. Now, I emphasize 2 good clients because we're not counting the clients that you take just because you need the money. We're not counting the fact that a lot of lawyers, because of their ego, will lie about this number 10, and they won't count people because they'll start to say, well, they don't really count as a client. It wasn't really a prospective client because they didn't have the kind of problem that I solve. They really weren't a prospective client because they weren't really serious about solving their problem. And they'll start messing around with the definition of a prospective client. Here's the definition of a prospective client. If it's a living, breathing human being who's using your time, that's a prospective client, okay? The ratio that most lawyers, when you cut through all the bullshit, is about 2 out of 10, all right? So that means with an average value of $5,000, means you need 200 cases a year is $1 million. With a 2 out of 10 ratio, that's 1,000 prospective clients you have to meet with. If you have a 2 out of 10 ratio and your average value of a case or client is $5,000, you meet with 1,000 prospects to get 200 cases to gross $1 million. The problem is, of course, who the hell has time to meet with 1,000 people, right? I mean, that's a lot of work to meet with 1,000 people. So the problem with meeting with 1,000 people, 1,000 times 0.20, equals 200 times 5,000 equals 1 million. The problem with that is time, rejection, because you get rejected by 800 people. It's real hard to go meet the 801st, isn't it? Right? We have to really protect your feelings. We have to protect your energy. We have to protect your self-esteem. It's a big part of why we have to focus on improving your conversion ratios, because this is a hard way to go through life. And 3 is the temptation. The temptation to take the crappy clients and the crappy cases, because if you gotta plow through that much bullshit to find 200 of the right kind of clients, there's a tremendous pressure to just take someone and to cheat and to cut corners, isn't there? So imagine if we fixed just 2 things. What if we made you more effective at selling legal services? And by making you more effective at selling legal services, we increased your average value from $5,000 to $7,500, right? Not a huge amount of money, but look at what this does to your life. At $7,500, you need 133 cases versus 200 cases to get to your $1 million. That's 77 cases fewer you have to do per year. Think about the reduction of overhead. Think about the reduction of emergencies. Think about the reduction of interruptions. Think about how much extra attention you can give to each and every one of those 133 people to give them an even better experience, which is going to lead to more referrals, more repeat business, happier clients, and justify that higher fee, right? We're not just arbitrarily raising the fee. That also means to get to 133 with a 20% conversion ratio, instead of meeting with 1,000 prospects per year, you only have to meet with 650. It's a pretty huge decrease in the amount of shit you have to shovel to get to $1 million. Plus, you can give each of those clients more attention. Plus, you can take more pride in the work. Plus, you can get them better results. Plus, you can give them better attention. And all kinds of good things come from doing this. Everyone with me? By becoming more effective, you can raise your fee from 5,000, let's say, to 7,500. Not a huge increase. That means instead of needing 200 clients to get you your $1 million, you can get there on just 133 clients, which means you can get them better service, better attention, better everything else, which means 77 clients, 77 cases and matters you never even have to open. And instead of meeting with 1,000 prospective clients at a 20% conversion ratio, 2 out of 10, you get there on just 650. What if by making you more confident in selling legal services, let's say we increase your ratio instead of 2 out of 10, which is 20%, what if we made it 8 out of 10 to 80%? What if 8 out of 10 people you met with hired you instead of 2 out of 10? And for some of you, 2 out of 10 is even being generous. This is what this would mean to your life. That would mean you could meet with just 165 prospects equals 133 cases. So just by making you more effective, we're going to increase your fee. By making you more confident, we're going to increase your ratio. And you're going to go from having to meet with 1,000 prospects down to only 165 prospects. Now we're talking about a whole different life, aren't we? Talking about a whole different practice, a whole different life, a whole different approach to everything. Now, when you're sitting with a prospective client, instead of you thinking, oh my God, I hope they hire me because I got to get, 200 clients. Now it's like, look, I only need 133 clients and I only need to meet with 165 people. You know how many 165 people is? 165 people is 14 per month versus 80 per month. The difference between spending most of your time giving clients value and giving clients service that you get paid for versus spending all your time essentially trying out and getting rejected most of the time, which makes it that much more painful and that much more discouraging and that much harder the next time you go to do it.
If this episode is resonating with you, click the link in the show notes below to learn more about the upcoming free 5-week business plan bootcamp, where week 3 focuses on sales. Yes, this is a free virtual bootcamp, which means seats are limited in order to provide personal attention and laser coaching. Click the link below and turn this podcast episode into an actionable business plan to grow your law firm. And now, back to the show.
All right. How do you feel about the idea of selling legal services? What feelings does that conjure up for you? When I first got out of law school, what I felt about legal services was I felt resentful. I felt like, why the hell should I have to go out there and sell myself? The clients should come to me. They should know how much value I'm delivering. This is completely irrational. I understand this, but this is how I felt. And I can tell you, doing this with thousands of lawyers, most lawyers, if you really get them to admit it, will admit that they actually have this irrational expectation that clients should somehow find their way to their door because, after all, I work my ass off to build a better mousetrap. Sometimes there's feelings of vulnerability. Sometimes there's feelings of fear. Sometimes there's feelings of inferiority, especially when you go to the bar functions and you sit around and a bunch of lawyers are sitting there lying through their teeth. And I promise you, They're lying when they tell you that they get all their business by referrals. There's no one who gets all their business by referrals. The only people who are going around saying they get all their business by referrals are liars and losers, right? They're either lying to you or they really do get all their business by referrals, in which case they're losers because they're broke. They're out selling the shit out of their law firms. They might be selling their law firms to referral sources. Okay, that's okay. They might be outselling their services to institutional clients. That's okay. But don't anyone walk out of here and think that you can grow a successful law firm without being good at selling your professional legal services. We're going to teach you how to do it comfortably and confidently and predictably here this weekend, and very profitably too. But I don't want anyone to walk out of here with a misconception that there's anyone out there who's running a successful law firm who didn't get good and doesn't keep refining their skills at selling legal services. So there's this arbitrary rule that's been made up that I either can be successful or I can be professional. And I guess I'll hold on to my professionalism and my values and my ethics, and I'm not going to sell out just for the money. Anyone feel that way? Yeah? All right. By the end of this weekend, I promise you, you will see that it's exactly the opposite. That the most ethical, the most professional, the most ethical thing you can do is to get really good at selling legal services. And that if you're going to be a superstar of selling legal services, you have to leave the bar rules so far in the dust below you. You have to elevate yourself, I should say, so far above the bar rules. Like the bar rules are down here. You know, rules of professionalism, down here. Rules of ethics, down here. Rules of being a really great seller of legal services when you do it the way you're going to learn to do it this weekend. I have to get on a chair to stand up to reach the standards that I'm going to teach you to keep, all right? Because people who are selling legal services in compliance with the bar rules, that's the bare minimum. They're just like, what do I do so I don't get into trouble? People who are selling legal services and you go to the bar rules and they're up there preaching about ethics rules and professionalism rules, that's like here. That's like, you know, basically, you know, how do I make myself feel better? You know, how do I say, oh, look at how great I am, that I'm all this professionalism. But if you're really, truly, sincerely going to give your clients love, going to give your clients security, going to give your clients self-esteem, which are the three components to building a multi-million-dollar practice, is using your law firm as a vehicle to give your clients love, security, and self-esteem. You have to be prepared to go way above and beyond the rules of ethics and professionalism.
In the next episode, Arjan reveals the concepts and practices of more effective selling. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more lessons from the vault.